I'm Paul Acey, and you're listening to Plugged In. Video games can be surprisingly spiritual, and The Inquisitor is spiritual in all the wrong ways. In the game, you're in an alternate version of the Middle Ages. Here, Jesus didn't die for our sins. He yanked himself off the cross and killed his enemies. As an Inquisitor, you work for him, staking vampires, investigating murders, and uncovering a plot that just might trigger the end of the world. The game quotes scripture out of context to make it sound vicious and brutal. The Inquisitor prays for heretical power-ups, including the ability to cast the first stone. Mix in very dark demons, profanity, and violence, and this game lands as one of the most disturbing we've ever reviewed. The Inquisitor is bad, but being inquisitive is good, especially about the games your kids play. Check out our reviews of them at PluggedIn.com/radio. I'm Paul Acey for Focus on the Family's Plugged In.
Hey parents, Parent here. Not to sound old, but if I had a dollar for every time someone told me how to parent, well, let's just say I wouldn't need to read this ad to you today. I'd be sitting on the beach somewhere with my feet up. Truth is, I don't trust everyone to tell me stuff. And I don't have time for that 500-page book either. But I do have time for Focus on the Family's weekly age and stage emails that have tips for intentionally raising my son at his age right now. It's super easy. Go to mykidsage.com, put in your kid's age, and get parenting advice you can trust.